Welcome to Rich is Not a Four-Letter Word, the podcast for your wallet. I'm Jerry Willis from the Fox Business Network, and I can't tell you how excited I am today to launch this podcast. It's a money podcast, but not like any other you've heard about before. Why? Because, yeah, we're going to talk to some experts, but we're really going to talk to you about the solutions you find for money problems in your everyday life. We'll bring in people that I know who have a track record on saying things that are true and will help you solve those problems. But first and foremost, we want to talk to consumers. We'll talk about bringing down the cost of college, how to make your money last in retirement, right? We'll cover all those nagging issues like credit card debt, even identity theft. Look, I've covered this kind of stuff for a long, long time, and here is what I believe. Financial success is possible. You can even be wealthy. But like anything else in life, you've got to work for it. It calls, well, for a little mental discipline, elbow grease. You have to develop the habits and the techniques to make yourself successful. We can teach you that. I can show you how to do that and make you financially successful. But there's something else I really want to do. We're going to talk about how to really be rich. And by that, I mean live a life of depth, excitement, meaning, putting to work that hard-won financial success to really live. After all, why work so hard at becoming wealthy if it doesn't improve your life and those around you, your family? I understand a lot of people out there are not ready for this message. You know, the road we've been on in this country, the recession, the great recession that we had, it was tragic for the finances of so many Americans out there. Record foreclosures, ruined retirement accounts. Really, there's been a loss of faith in the future for so many people out there. You know, when I was a kid, I guess in high school in Ohio, my sister said something to me that I never forgot. She's about 6 years older than I am. And she said to me, "Jerry, I can never fall out of the middle class because I was born there." Well, the Great Recession, it taught us something else. You can fall out of the middle class. Many people did. It got pretty darn nasty out there. Remember? People were angry. The 1%, we hate them. Remember all the protesting in downtown Manhattan and really all over the country. But that recession now is 8 years, eight long years in our rearview mirror. People who play the blame game now, they're missing out. The stock market is on a huge roll. Employment is picking up. I believe money's not evil. It's not even a bad thing. It's a good thing. In fact, money is the power to rule your own life. If you have money, well, what can you do? You can tell that horrible boss goodbye and good riddance. You can help your mom pay her bills. You can travel, go wherever you want, see new things, expand your horizons. I believe opportunity is knocking at your door. Listen, okay, last year, you may know, I faced a tough fight. I had breast cancer, and I spent 9 months in treatment and had to fight my way back. What I learned from that, every moment counts. Time is precious. You need to get started on your journey today, right now. Becoming financially successful, taking advantage of the opportunities that money gives you, is something I had to learn about. Believe it or not, I'm a coal miner's granddaughter. I'm from Western North Carolina, and we grew up in fairly tough circumstances in our family. And learning about money and how to use it wisely took a long, long time. But I think you can do it. I did it. My family did it. The opportunity is still there for people willing to put in the time and the effort to make it happen. I want you to be financially successful. I've witnessed the power of financial success, how it can transform people's lives, and I know you can be next. So join me on this journey, and I look forward to it.